Support for this podcast comes from Frito-Lay and the 2023 Snack Bracket Championship. The Frito-Lay Snacker Challenge is underway, and fans are voting on their favorite snacks to crown champion. We're talking about primetime matchups between the best 64 snacks in the land. Will Ruffles Ridges reign supreme? Can Doritos defend their dynasty? Or will Smart Food use their smarts for a surprise upset? Only you can decide. Get in on all the action for a chance to win up to $1,000 or a year's worth of snacks. Let your snacks be heard. Just go to FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com to vote and enter for a chance to win. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends April 3rd, 2023. Void where prohibited. Year's worth of snacks awarded in the form of 52 coupons, each good for one bag of chips. See official rules at FritoLaySnackIt.SBNation.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Lakers Lowdown. I'm Anthony Irwin. Today on the show, I have to clarify slash walk back some stuff I said at the beginning of yesterday's show. I ran with a report that apparently was not a report about the Lakers being interested in offering up both of their first round picks. I was literally going to talk about that anyway, so that's going to be the entirety of the show. Let's start with the clarification. So I ran with something that Christian Winfield wrote, and he said reportedly, as you know, he wrote that the Lakers were reportedly open to moving their two first-round picks for Kyrie Irving. I should have caught that myself. I should have read that more clearly, and I took that to be, or I essentially saw him writing that and took that to mean that he was hearing that the Lakers were including both of those first-round picks. That is not apparently the case as of yet. The reportedly that he was referring to was Jovan Buha on Spaces saying that he thinks as the Lakers get closer to deadline, to the soft deadline that is training camp, that he thinks eventually the Lakers will soften in their stance. He did not say that he has heard that the Lakers have or will soften their stance on moving the two first-round picks. This might all seem semantical, and this might all seem like it doesn't matter because eventually as we get close to training camp, this stuff will change. But as of right now, the Lakers have not offered both of those two first-round picks for Kyrie Irving, and I'm going to explain why that matters. For starters, this matters because you need to get shit right. So I am going to personally apologize for getting this wrong. I should have read this more clearly, and I should have been more careful in my relaying of this information to you. So first and foremost, why this matters is because facts matter. Secondly, why this matters is because if the Lakers had offered both of those first round picks and a trade hadn't been done yet, that would be a giant bullet in the leg of the chances of the Lakers trading for Kyrie Irving, right? Because if they said, all right, fine, here's the second first round pick, let's just make this deal, and the Nets didn't do it, then that would be a little concerning because the Lakers don't have much beyond that to offer. Now, there could have been, and there probably are, talks ongoing about, fine, here's the second first round pick. What would it look like? What would we get ourselves if we trade that second first round pick? Would it be Joe Harris? Would it be Seth Curry? Would it be Josh Richardson of the Spurs? Would it be Dougie McBuckets of the Spurs? Like, what would be the machinations of this deal? What would be the return on Russ plus two first round picks? And obviously, like, that's eventually where we're going to arrive. Like, I still, like Jovan, believe that as we get closer to the soft deadline that is training camp, that the Lakers eventually will, you know, cave and make the trade that puts them back into something closer to title contention than where they stand right now. I also think another potential soft deadline, we just saw floated the other day that LeBron James is looking at San Diego as the destination for their little Lakers minicamp. That feels like a bit of a soft deadline. Also, with training camp being more of a hard deadline, you don't want to go through that, right? Like for LeBron, he's going to get this team together. And does he invite Russ? Does Russ go there? And does Russ get shots up? Like, given what it looked like last time LeBron and Russ were in the same room last time, somebody film this, please. But as we get more details on what that unofficial Lakers mini camp that LeBron likes to put together looks like, we are going to have to assume that he, I would imagine, as part of these conversations with Rob Pelinka, is going to say, "Hey, man, like we can't bring that guy. It's super awkward. He keeps telling me that he's the point guard." So, I think eventually we're going to arrive at the Lakers caving and taking what they can get for Russ plus the two first round picks. But as of right now, as the Lakers apparently still haven't offered that, we can more confidently kind of assume that these talks aren't done. If the Lakers had offered this and the trade wasn't done, then I'd be really nervous about a trade getting done at all. That was actually what I was going to talk about tonight before I did a little bit more research on what went on here with the report. Is it not a report? Is it actually a report that led to this fun little conversation we're having? I guess I should also mention that a possibility here, had the Lakers offered their two first-round picks and the Nets hadn't pulled the trigger on a deal quite yet, that still the Nets consider moving Kevin Durant their top priority, and then they will get to the rest of the offseason from there. Just for the sake of again, being factually correct, that is something we also have to take into account. But I would imagine, as we have seen here, that Kevin Durant's future is not directly tied to Kyrie Irving. I would imagine that if the Lakers offered both of those two first-round picks, you know, maybe NTHT to make all of the money work here, I would imagine a deal that would send Kyrie and maybe Joe Harris or maybe Doug McDermott or Josh Richardson to LA would have been done already. Maybe it would go to Utah. Maybe Russ would go to Utah instead. And you would see, some different players coming from there on the peripheries of this deal. But I think the big thing to walk away from this with is that as the Lakers haven't offered both of those two first-round picks, and as the Nets obviously haven't turned that down quite yet, that hope is still alive for those of you who are really hoping for Kyrie Irving to be a Laker heading into this next season. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Lakers Lowdown podcast. Apologies also for not doing a spaces. I'm getting some work done on the outside of my house, and in Texas, apparently nobody does stuff when they say they are going to do stuff, so that threw my schedule all out of whack, and I was not able to sit down and record a spaces with everybody. I had stuff that I was going to talk about, but instead I'm going to talk about that stuff with Aaron by the time you guys are listening to this in a few hours. So until then, and until I talk to you guys next, I'm Anthony Irwin, saying have a good one.